Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with the center's manager of research, Marnie Werner.
Hi there.
Nice to have you here. Now, you were reading an online article that sort of got you interested in the whole situation we have with the nursing profession. Want to tell us about that?
Sure. I was reading an article today on CNN.com talking about how some finance workers who have lost their job in the financial industry implosion in the last few months are now turning to nursing, not only because they're feeling altruistic and they want to help people, but also because nursing is one of the last few truly recession-proof professions in this country. You know,
certainly in our lifetime.
Exactly. People are going to get sick no matter what the economy is doing. So there's always going to be a need for nursing. And over the last few years, the need has really gotten quite acute.
Yeah. So this got you kind of thinking about, what about, you know, here in the state of Minnesota, so I understand you did a little more research.
Yes. Well, then I jumped on over to the DEED website. DEED is the Department of Employment and Economic Development in Minnesota, and they keep track of the employment data for the state. And so I checked out their survey of job vacancies that they take regularly. And in the fourth quarter of 2007, I found that in greater Minnesota, the number of job vacancies for registered nurses was the greatest of any occupation in the state, second only to cashiers. And it turns out that the median wage for that career is $23 an hour. And so it's not chicken feed.
No, that's certainly true. And of course, that probably changed in the first quarter of 08 with the end of the holiday shopping season. So I imagine that, and that's going to continue to be a need, both in outstate Minnesota as well as in the Twin Cities metro region, I presume.
Right. Registered nursing was the number one job vacancy number for the Twin Cities. And also ranking right up there was home health aides and nurses' aides, orderlies, attendants, pretty much anybody attached to the healthcare industry. And it really just stands to reason because, you know, as this baby boom ages, we've got this large bulk of population moving into the older years. And so not only are baby boom age nurses retiring, creating a shortage there, but also we're just going to have a big influx of aging people requiring more health care. And so one of the things they cited in the CNN article was that there would be a need for, I believe, 800,000 registered nurses by the year 2020, which is about six times more than what we have right now. And the 2- and 4-year schools across the state have many of them have nursing programs that can really give people in greater Minnesota an opportunity to get into the nursing field if they want to.
Well, it's kind of daunting, but it's also an opportunity. You know,
absolutely.
You can look at it that way as well. So, well, thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. We'll catch you next time.